Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. That's right, Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere. Online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. With Shopify POS, you can accept credit cards, mobile payments, and every other major payment method, all with low fees and transparent pricing, starting on day one. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/MLB podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/MLB podcast to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/MLB podcast.
We're going streaking! Yeah!
Keep it rolling. Best thing to do when you got a hitting streak.
Only one guy did it more than me. That's Joe DiMaggio. Ah!
It's Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits for Friday the 24th of June. Don't you love when the big leaguers look like we did when we were kids?
And the 1-1 pitch. Goldie, a base hit down the left field line and into the corner. Nolan Gorman is second on his way to third. Pop Warner says, let's go. Let's test him. Relay to the plate. The throw is not in time. It gets away. Goldie to third. They throw it away again. And Goldie will score. It's like a little league home run, and it's 2-0 St. Louis.
Oh, it's a hit for Paul Goldschmidt. Don't worry, the second most selected batter in Beat the Streak yesterday delivered. But the joy is in seeing that last throw from the catcher end up way down the left field line, allowing Goldie to score. It went through not one, not two, but three different Brewers. Big leaguers, they're just like us. Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits. Matt Spiegel is me. I'm here along with Ryan Porth, the Porthinator, as always.
It's like watching golf and like a golfer taking five shots to get out of a bunker. That's what that was.
Yeah, it's reassuring. It's invigorating for regular humans like us. I was invigorated with Dansby Swanson, who is still on fire.
Another fly ball hit high in the air toward left field. Peterson on the run to the warning track. To the wall and gone. A two-homer day for Dansby Swanson. When you are hot, you are hot. And he is that.
Oh, yeah, he is. Thank you, Chip. Dansby's on fire. Great piece in The Athletic yesterday about the moment in April when Swanson realized just how messed up his timing was. He was looking at his swing side by side with his swing from last year, and he said it made him, quote, want to throw up, unquote. He fixed it, and eventually results came. Best year of his life since May the 15th. He's hitting .358 with an OPS over one. I had him and beat the streak, but I didn't get my pick in on time. Come on, Spiegel. That is amateur stuff, man.
Boo!
I know. But no matter, because Ty France, my other pick, went 0 for 2 against Oakland. So I would have been back at zip, zip, zippity-doo-dah anyway.
0.0.
You deserve that 0.0 right there.
I totally do. This game is stupid, and I hate it, and I'm an idiot. I am not alone, though, in my failure, because the fourth pick era of dominance is on hold.
Yeah, the era lasted, you know, 7 episodes. Luis Arraez looked awful yesterday against the Guardians. 0 for 4.
0 for 4. I know you're watching at bats live there at the day job. So yes, folks, a couple of big winners here. Dispensing advice. Did you guys know that hitting is hard?
So is streaking.
Yes, streaking. Also hard. Let's take a look at the state of the streak as we do every morning. Philly, simply Philly, which we believe might be an actual female horse, a true Philly as a streaker. Either that or it's Mike Schmidt. These are my two choices. Streaking alone at 37 is Philly atop the leaderboard thanks to this guy.
Hit hard, deep to left field, off the base of the wall. One run is in. On Turner's third hit of the day, RBI double. And the lead extended to 7-1 as they score for the fifth straight inning.
Yeah. The Dodgers all over the Reds, as you do. Five straight innings of scoring a run. Sorry, Ryan.
I feel like you picked that highlight just for the end call there by Joe Davis. And they've scored for the fifth straight inning.
I didn't pick it for that, but I did enjoy leaving that in.
Sure you did.
I could have gotten out earlier, but then I'm like, you know what? That's kind of fun. You see the double down yesterday for Philly? Manny Machado, not on the injured list and hoping to avoid it remarkably after what looked like devastation in the Manny calamity, the Machado shit show from last Sunday. But there was virtually no chance he was going to be in the lineup. It's an interesting pick. Manny Machado was fifth most selected overall. Huh? Some auto clickers are out there just picking the recommendations or something. Is Philly one of them at 37? I'm confused. Let's invite Philly on and try to find out, shall we?
Sure.
We shall. Tex Ags 91 is at 36 on the strength of a Dodgers double down with Turner and Freddie Freeman. Six other streakers are in the 30s, but that is it. What did we learn yesterday? Well, big left-handed slugging catchers can be super impressive on a gorgeous night in Chicago.
On 1-1 to Rutschman. A hard ground ball, a fair ball over the bag, and ticketed for the right field corner. It hits the sidewall. Hayes has scored, and Mountcastle has to hold at third. Rutschman is into second. It is a two extra base hit night. He's got all three of the Orioles' RBIs, and the number one pick from 3 years ago is making quite an impression in Chicago.
Adley Rutschman caught nine innings in a shutout, the Orioles' third in the last six games, by the way, and he homered and had that double. He's hitting .326, slugging .651 with 10 of his 14 hits going for extra bases. Those numbers over the last 2 weeks. Orioles, by the way, are 16-15 in the 31 games that he's been up. Been a long time for that fan base to maybe feel a glimmer of overall optimism.
What world are we living in where the Orioles and Pirates fan bases are having glimmers of hope?
I know. History says they won't last, and that O'Neill Cruz and Adley Rutschman will both be traded probably to the Padres within about 3 years. Anyway, this dude, he loves Miami.
That's left up, and it's swatted to deep center field, and De La Cruz going to have to play this one off the wall. C.J. Cron's going to get a green light, and the throw to the plate is not going to get him. Gets by momentarily, and it will allow Rodgers to go to third. He still doesn't have a single in the series, but he's throwing out doubles and the occasional triple. And Rodgers got a hanger and ties it up with that two-out double.
Brendan Rodgers did add a single at the end of last night's game to give him four hits on the night. 6-for-13 in the series with a couple of triples. The Florida native digs playing in his home state had lots of family in attendance. Is your family in attendance as players have beat the streak within the MLB Play app? They ought to be. If so, we'll help them towards $5.6 million with the Picks segment coming up next. Big old baseball Friday action packed. Some cool series getting underway. Red Sox, Guardians in Cleveland. A couple of surging teams fighting to reach the top of their division. Blue Jays, Brewers in Milwaukee is fun and rare. Alec Manoah going for Toronto today. And Dodgers and Braves in Atlanta. Finally, some real competition for the Dodgers as they get out of Cincinnati. And the Braves, two of the National...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I said it. I'll say it again. Two of the National League's absolute best in an NLCS rematch. Every episode of the pod, we give you the daily stay away. Yesterday, gave you Robbie Ray, who allowed just four hits in six innings. Today, I'm not going to give you Sandy Alcantara, the Marlins, against the Mets. Jeff McNeil's a .320 hitter against Alcantara, has an eight-game hit streak, and is expected to be back in the lineup after missing a couple of games. And guess what? Alcantara has given up six hits in each of his last three starts. Here's what I'm giving you. Justin Verlander at Yankee Stadium. Astros need a clutch performance after the brutal walk-off last night. I know DJ LeMahieu is 7-for-20 against Verlander, so if you have to, you could go there. But Joey Gallo's 3-for-31 against Justin. Anthony Rizzo, surprisingly, has never faced him. I just think JV shows up big in a big spot for Houston. Best team in the game, but I say stay away.
You stay away, I stay away.
Time for the fourth pick as the era of dominance looks to begin anew.
I think Joey Gallo is 3 for 31 against all pitching. Just throwing that out there.
Those numbers check out.
Yeah, exactly. All right, the fourth pick. This pick is 100% anecdotal because Freddie Freeman is 100% going to get a hit in his first game back in Atlanta since leaving the Braves for the Dodgers. But if you want some analysis too, Freddie Freeman is red hot. He smoked everything in sight in Cincinnati. The dude is on fire. He'll stay that way in Hotlanta tonight.
I love that pick. That is so beautifully and wonderfully anecdotal. I'm an idiot for not making it mine. But here's what I'm doing today with the Daily AA. I'm going to take advantage of some veteran pitchers who throw slow and change speeds a lot. The kind of guys I like to watch, frankly, but guys who give up hits. Analytically, let's go Paul Goldschmidt. 13 career hits against Kyle Hendricks of the Cubs. 9 doubles. Pretty big sample, too, in 43 plate appearances. Goldie's going to be a very popular pick today. And anecdotally, I'm picking a member of the Oakland A's today. That's how you know it's anecdotal, because no analysis could possibly bring me here. Or would it? 3 A's hit Zach Greinke well. Elvis Andrus hits 367 in 34 plate appearances. Chad Pinder hits 353 in 18 plate appearances.
Chad Pinder? Who the hell is that?
He just had his name said on a national podcast. And Ramon Laureano is 8 for 16 lifetime for a .500 batting average. Laureano is the one I can bring myself to actually say out loud as an official pick. Yes, I'm picking a guy with a 688 OPS in Beat the Streak. Watch it pay off, too.
Now, go to the MLB Play app and make sure that you put those picks in, unlike you did with Swanson yesterday.
Oh, wow, yeah, I deserved every bit of that. The Elite User Sneak Peek we give you around 7 a.m. They love Paul Goldschmidt today, too. Of course they do. And Tim Anderson. And they love CJ Krohn of the Rockies as well. Time to take a look at the Weekender. Ryan, help people out all weekend long.
All right, so Luis Arraez may have broken my heart yesterday, but I will forgive him. He and the Twins are facing 3 below-average right-handed starters for the Rockies this weekend in Minnesota, including our boy Antonio Senzatella on Saturday night. Arraez is great at home and against right-handed pitching, and he rarely goes into a slump. So I'm going to trust Arraez once again this weekend. Also this weekend, you can trust Mike Trout as the Angels host the Seattle Mariners. If you remember, Trout had a big series in Seattle last week. Trout has 52 career home runs and a .325 batting average against Seattle.
Oh my God.
Trout hits .371 versus Sunday's Mariners starter Marco Gonzalez.
Those are the filthiest numbers against one team since Albert Pujols owned the Cubs. On Saturday, look at a pair of Dodgers facing left-handed pitcher Max Fried in Atlanta. Trey Turner hits .379 and 29 at-bats against Fried. Justin Turner hits .364 against him. And keep Freddie Freeman's revenge tour in mind as well. He's so nice, though. There's no way it's revenge. It's like a smiling revenge. And all weekend long, the hit probability algorithm loves Tim Anderson. Top 3 in each of the next 3 days against the Orioles. Anderson's hitting .333 in the 3 games since coming off the injured list. But that's the key. He is nowhere near 100%. So pay attention to when he is in the lineup and when he is not. Beat the Streak Daily is a production of Odyssey in partnership with Major League Baseball. Jody Avergan of Roulette Productions is our executive producer. Our executive producer for Odyssey is Lena Glazer, the Glazenator. Ryan Porth, the Porthinator, is our producer, mixer, uploader, and compatriot. Our theme and all other incidental music is by Kurt Morrison of Tributosaurus. Special thanks to Josh Lucan, David Adler, Paul Casella, Josh Frost, Peter Kim, Megan Coughlin, Ian Kay, Larry Yeast, Mike Fouché, and Greg Kleiman at Major League Baseball. Be sure to rate, review, subscribe, spread the word, and don't forget to play Beat the Streak every day of the MLB season for your chance to win. Here's hoping that all your guys, all weekend long, continue to hit them where they ain't.
Woo! We're streaking! We're streaking!